This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
I was in Cambridge, just doing my normal thing, you know, with my tours, and a gentleman came over to me, and he told me that he was an official cameraman for an up-and-coming film. At that point, didn't tell me what it was. They were coming to Cambridge, and he just instantly saw our vehicle, and he said, "Look, they're going to love this. Are you available for hire?" And then it was last week. We kept seeing camera crews and all the vans and everything going on, and we knew that there was at that point a Bollywood movie. I didn't even put it two and two together that it was the same people, you know, because there was. I mean, I don't know if you saw them in Cambridge. There was an entourage of about 100 people, you know, various different points of the movie. They were filming up the backs. They were filming outside Senate House. All these different locations, and it was whilst they were outside Senate House, it was on a Friday, I just dropped some customers off. A guy came over to me in like a yellow high-vis jacket, and I thought he's going to probably ask me to move, and he straight away said, "We need your vehicle. We're filming a high-budget Bollywood movie. They're all talking about your vehicle. We keep seeing it go past. We want to incorporate it in the movie and yourself in all your uniform. What are you going to charge us?"
When he initially approached you, you must have thought, this chap's winding me up, didn't you?
Well, it was only purely because I'd seen him hovering around where they were doing all the filming. Uh-huh. So I knew he was part of it. And I still didn't even put... It was only when I saw the cameraman on the day I then recognised him. I still didn't put two and two together because I was never told it was a Bollywood movie or anything. You know, I mean, it was only about 2 days prior to this, I was approached by a guy saying that they were going to be filming something with James Corden in Cambridge, and they think James would love the vehicle. Would I be interested? So I gave him my card. I'm still waiting for the call. So you just never know, you know, the amount of different people that I meet that the vehicle attracts, if you like. It's, you know, it's crazy anyway.
Is it set in Cambridge? Do you know much about the plot?
So, yes, all I know is it's called Our Love Story. This particular movie, whereas they normally go straight to DVD, and they you know, with that, they make millions because they sell crazy. He said this one is actually a £2 million budget. He goes, so, you know, for Bollywood, it's massive. And it's actually going to be premiered in India, a world premiere. So with that, you know, just thinking of the, you know, trying to see what else I can sell him. I just said to him, "Well, look, you know, do you think that it's likely you'll have a UK premiere?" And with that, he said, "It's possible." And I said, "Well, look, take my card. It would look great if I was taking the stars down the red carpet if the vehicle was going to be in the film." He said, "You got a point there. That's brilliant. Let me put it to him. So again, I might get another job out of it, you know." So yeah, who knows? Let's see what happens.
I'll tell you what I want to do, Lee. I want to ask you a little bit more about Cambridge Vintage Tours and what you do and the vehicle. Before we do that, let's pause for a bit of music. You've chosen a song, and there's a reason why you've chosen it. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm a massive Queen fan, and the song Don't Stop Me Now sort of sums up me at the moment with my tours. We're so busy, so I just thought it would be appropriate.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Freddie and the Boys, Don't Stop Me Now, playing that for Lee Cave. He's the man behind Cambridge Vintage Tours, doing so well at the moment, starring in Bollywood movies, and also just making a normal living as well, Lee. Tell me a little bit, first of all, tell me about the vehicle that you operate. Is there just the one, or have you got several?
Currently, we only have one, but right. Our vehicle, it's the only one like it in the world doing what it's doing. It's a custom-built replica of a 1910 Model T Ford with a few differences. I'm from Cambridge all my life. Always wanted to do something, you know, to make my mark in Cambridge, if you like. And this whole idea came about, you know, years ago. Me and my family were on a family holiday, and we went on one of these little land trains. You must have seen them at seaside,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember we were down the south of France, and we were on this land train, and the whole time we were on it, my wife was like, she's saying to me, "You're okay, you're okay." And I was in deep thought thinking, Cambridge needs something like this. This is a winner. This is a winner. And, you know, looking back, the train might not have worked in Cambridge. I mean, the council weren't too happy with accepting it, if you like, which then, you know, put us in the motion of finding a more suitable vehicle. We bought an electric replica of what's known as a Stanley Mountain Wagon, seats 22 people, took that to the council. They loved it. But then they came back and they said, "We think it's a little bit big." So with that, you know, that was 21 feet long, I think. So I didn't want to give up with it. And I said, "Well, look, you said it's too long. You know, you love the idea, the concept, no emissions in the city. You said it's too long. What are we talking? What's the measurement?" And they said, "Well, we wouldn't really support anything bigger than 14 feet. So with that measurement in mind, I went to China and we had our vehicle designed at 13 feet, 10 inches. So that's how we came about. We came up with a Model T. There's a company in China, they're already making something similar, but for golf buggies. And we said, you know, we need this to be an actual road vehicle. So we gave them the designs. They made it to what they already knew. We got it back to England. We then had to spend quite a lot of money to make it up to the UK specification to keep everyone happy and the licensing authority and everything. But we got there in the end, and the finished result vehicle is perfect, and it couldn't have gone any better.
And how long has it been operating in the city?
So we got our license. We were ready to go as of Remembrance Sunday. It was our first day out of 2019.
Just tell me briefly what people can expect. I'll give out the details in a minute of how people can contact you if they want to arrange a tour. But somebody going on a Cambridge vintage tour on that replica Model T Ford, what can they expect, Lee?
So basically, they come along. We're totally unique, really. We do two tours. We do a 25-minute tour of the city, or we do a 50-minute tour of the city, and we also go over to Grantchester. Now, what differs us is obviously they're in a totally unique vehicle. We're finding everyone that's in the vehicle, they just like the response that they're getting from passers-by as we drive past. You know, everyone, yes. They always say, "I feel like royalties, makes me feel great." I've got one customer, he holds the record. He's had 7 tours now because it makes him feel so good.
It's been great to chat to you. I'm glad you're doing well. It's good to hear a story about a business that's prospering in what, let's face it, hasn't been the best 18 months or so. But well done. I'll let you get back to it because I know you're a busy man. And thank you for coming and chatting to me.